A call for a better early warning system to catch plant diseases. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. In Monday's show, I brought up the Irish potato famine in the 1840s caused by microbes similar to those affecting crops globally today. COVID reminded us that pandemics are still a threat, and plant diseases can be pandemics as well. Gene Restaino, a plant pathology professor at North Carolina State University, argues for better surveillance.
We want to use new monitoring and detection technologies that allow us to identify pathogens earlier so that pandemics don't occur in the first place. The idea is pre-epidemic detection and surveillance, so you can figure out if there's a cluster of disease in a certain area, plant pathogens that are killing a crop, and then from there you can use chemicals to control or even plant-resistant varieties so that you don't have disease the following year.
Restaino says some of this technology is already in use.
With our USA blight surveillance system that we developed at NC State, we can report where an outbreak is, and then growers get alerts on their cell phones, and that allows them to make a decision whether they need to spray a fungicide or not, and they can protect their crop before it gets infected. And that kind of technology just needs to be scaled to other countries.
Visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.